Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hoe out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition.
Yeah, it's a tough row to hoe, huh, guys?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome back. You're listening to the fishing and hunting show here on Kane Radio AM 1240. And, Ricky, you know, they got a bill now out there on the floor. I don't know, but the Louisiana senators and representatives have introduced a companion legislation in Congress that would give the states, of course, the five Gulf states, that's Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, they give those states management authority of the red snapper out to 25 miles or 25 fathoms. And what's a fathom? About 16
fathom.
Feet?
Wow.
Is that right? Fathom?
If I'm thinking hard to fathom.
That's like Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, go ahead, Lee. Anyway, whichever is greater, they say, off the coastlines. And currently, states control the red snapper out to the 9 nautical miles. But Louisiana Senators Cassidy and Kennedy introduced a bill in the Senate, while Reps Graves, Richmond, and Higgins joined 7 other representatives to propose the House bill. The legislation is designed to ensure the Gulf of Mexico anglers have the broader access to rebounding red snapper stocks during the 2018 and beyond. This year, the Commerce Department gave recreational anglers additional 39 days. Of course, that's that Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend in federal waters. And the move is being contested in court, of course. Without legislation to address the issue, recreational anglers could be locked out of the fishery for 2018. Of course, Graves said they need the legislation, and it's overdue. And currently, the annual red snapper quota is divided between the commercial, recreational sections, and the recreational quota, however, is divvied up between private boat anglers and the charter fishing fleet. The federal season has shrunk every year in all 5 Gulf states and have gone non-compliant with the federal regulations, and it opened an extended season in the state waters. Most of the recreational quota is caught every year by anglers fishing the 9 nautical miles. And we're going to see how that's going to play out, Rick. That should be interesting.
Man. 6 feet for a fathom.
6 feet?
6 feet for a fathom? Okay. Right. So they
mostly used for depth.
So they talked about 25 fathoms. That's 150 feet. Yeah, there ought to be a lot of red snapping that.
Yeah.
You know, in that depth. So we'll see what happens. Of course, the environmental groups, however, are opposed to the expansion of the red snapper harvest in the Gulf. Research by the Pew Charitable Trust shows the 39-day expansion, of the season in 2017 will likely result in an overall recreational harvest of 9 million to 11.5 million pounds of snapper, far exceeding the 3.8 million pounds federal fish managers say is safe. But the red snapper stocks plummeted in the 90s and 2000s due to the decades of overfishing, but the fish have rebounded to the point where many anglers say it's difficult to get away from them in the Gulf to catch other species. And there's a lot of truth to that fact. Talking to people, they say it's like, they're talking to divers who dive around out in there, they say it's like a forest of red snapper down
like
there.
It's like a city, you're right.
So because of, I guess, the restrictions they put on them over the years, and they've bounded back, the stress was released, or relieved, I should say, on that fishery. So pretty interesting in that regard. So anyway, we'll see how that all comes into play. Meanwhile, Ricky, I want to bring up something. And, you know, I know Mike Lubier has been pretty involved in fishing for Force Point. And also, you know, I'd like to get Mike back. We were talking about that off the air a little earlier this morning. And anything more that...
Yeah, I need to get with Mike, Tony, and see.
If Mike's listening, maybe he might even give us a call.
Yeah, he had spoken about having, I think, one more tournament. I'm going to have to get with Mike and see, because I know in October we plan on putting those fish in the lake. That way, when the lake starts cooling off, we're going to get one fish and from the Big Bass Classic, and we should have about... But probably between 300 and 400 fish, and that, you know,
and we're not talking about.
Like
we're talking
a lot
about.
Tonic? No,
that,
we're talking about.
That's good size, 1 pound to 2 pound.
One
fish.
To 2 pound fish, and they will spawn the following year, right?
So
I need to get with Mike and see if he's going to have one more, or that's it, or you know. But I'll call him and maybe try to get him to come in next week.
Yeah, and see what he has to say, because I think it's a great cause to try to restock that. Not necessarily restock it, but just to perpetuate the growth of the fish in that lake.
To regenerate and keep it going for further
And especially with,
younger,
you know,
fishermen,
and fish that size, they're not open to the small birds taking them and things like that, you know, with the minnows and all when they drop in. in the lake over the years, and when they drop hundreds of thousands of them, and no time, the little gators and everything, the other fish eat them and everything. So a fish at a pound to 2 pounds is a pretty good size fish, and most of the time they beat past the people, the animals that prey on them. Yep. So
survival rate's a lot greater.
That's right. Probably in the '80s, you know, yep. the survival rate. So and even the snakes and everything else that eat the small fish. So we'll see how that turns out. Also, I want to give a shout out. I know with the Wounded Warrior Project that some of the fishermen here in town do. I'd like to get them back on the air, because I'm thinking next month sometime they're going to bring, I think, 6 or 12 seals from around the state to bring them down here fishing. Last year they did that. There were about 10 or 12 of them that were involved in that, and it's just a great time for them just to show these fellas that, I should say, I think they even have a couple ladies with them, and show them how much they appreciate what they did for our country, take them out fishing and just wine and dine them. And I know last couple of years it's just been a great event, so I'd like to get those guys back on the air. Maybe we can help them out and find some money for them, and people want to donate anything to help them out, so whether it be food or gas or whatever the case may be. So I want to tell those guys, any of them listening in, we'd like to get them back on the air and promote that more for them. Meanwhile, in Leeville, an angler boats a rare leopard redfish. You ever see a leopard redfish? No. Basically, it's a mutilation. Everybody thinks it's a cross between a speck and a red, but that's not the case. In some parts of the country, redfish are known as spot tails, and it's a tribute to the fish's characteristic, a single spot near its caudal fin. Meanwhile, an escape mechanism bequeathed upon it by the nature helps confuse attacking predators. That's why the old saying, they got that dot at the end of his tail. Well, a Leeville angler, Sally Mabel, I guess I'm pronouncing that right, caught a redfish last Friday, a week ago, and had so many spots she literally couldn't count them. It almost looks like a fish is black with copper spots, she said. Although it looked 18-inch fish, acted just like any other redfish. As soon as we pulled it in the spot, I threw it out. It hit immediately and took off running. I thought it was a regular red, but when we got it in the boat, I noticed the spots. I was confused for a moment, and I thought maybe it was a speck. The so-called leopard fish are rare indeed, but not unheard of. In January, a Golden Medal, I remember talking about this too, Eddie Berthelot caught a 28-inch red that had more than 600 spots on him.
Dang.
And the fish are a hybridization of a redfish and a speckled trout. They are not, and that's what a lot of people think they are. And even though redfish and specks are both members of the drum family, they're quite distant related when that family. But the hybridization between the two different species and two different genera doesn't happen. It's very uncommon. And what's also rare for the fish is to reach its size, because it's almost like an albino animal. You know, they just they're just rare because they're so glowing, and the prey get them, and typically very flashy or very unique pigmented organisms that are different in normal type, and that's what I'm speaking about, the albinos. They usually don't survive because of delta, because unique appearance makes them easy prey for predators. So essentially they're naturally culled from the population. As a result, we don't see a lot of it, but every once in a while you see some of that, Ricky, in that regard. So and it's a lot of fish in that generation. So meanwhile, you got your hog fight. That's the last hog fight,
the
too.
The last one coming up Wednesday, yeah.
And also to make notice is that how many you got to fish to qualify?
You got to fish 8.
Oh, so you got to fish good 70%.
That's right.
And y'all have, what, 11, 12 during the course of the year?
10.
10? This so you got to fish one. 8. That's 80%.
And in 2 weeks, hopefully, if we didn't get a storm, hopefully it won't come in or whatever. 2 weeks from the Wednesday, 2 Sundays from the Wednesday, we'll have our classic.
Okay.
If, you know, weather permitting, Tony, hopefully.
And hopefully that classic is usually held Marshfield?
No, usually out of Benoit.
Oh, y'all.
Either Benoit or Miette Point.
And with the water level down, things look promising.
Probably go to Miette, yeah.
Okay, things look
8
promising.
Out of 10. Either there or Benoit. What we usually do for the last one, we'll put 2 or 3 spots in a hat, and we'll pull it, and whoever we votes for the most. Or we'll take a show of hands and say, well, we're going to Miette or Benoit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, we're going to take our second break here in the morning. You listen to the Kane Radio AM 1240 Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Everybody get in your boat. Grab your line, hook and float.
broccoli, catfish and brim, gas bagoo and a big bass to Perth turkey. Perth turkey, brim surgeon, Perth turkey. I went Perth turkey just the other day, out of my P-Rope all the way down to the basin where the big trees grow. Perch jerkin is the way to go. Perch jerkin, perch jerkin, brim surgeon, perch jerkin.
There's something special about Acadiana. For the people we serve, we are committed to giving our clients the best legal representation, the kind of representation you deserve. At Hike Menvel & Grubbs, we provide the highest quality of honesty, integrity, and service to our Hike Menvel & Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Doyle's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month thanks to energy-efficient technology that can help lower your utility bill. For a limited time, save up to $1,700 in Carrier factory rebates and tax credits when you buy a new system from Doyle's Heating and Cooling. Hurry, offer ends soon. Turn to the experts at Doyle's Heating and Cooling today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6826.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received two truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Your Super Summer starts now at Arsenal Ford. Every 2017 F-150 XLT in stock is now discounted $10,000 off MSRP. You get 10 grand off XLTs at the all-new Arsenal Ford.
Back to the Bayou Teche.
Welcome back to Kane Radio AM 1240 Fishing and Hunting Show. And each week I try to find a little jokester type thing. And it's kind of sad but true. A Montague man surrenders in the wake of the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries shrimping investigation. And a 37-year-old Montague man surrendered to authorities last Thursday, 1 week after escaping from the agents with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries by jumping off their boat and swimming in the marsh. That's right, fellas. I'll keep his name silent. He surrendered to the LaForche and Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Offices on outstanding warrants by using butterfly nets during a closed season, taking commercial fish without a commercial license, commercial gear license, and commercial vesting license, failing to tag the butterfly nets while unattended, improper running lights, misrepresentation during issuance of a misdemeanor, flight from an officer, failing to complete the trip tickets by fishermen, and that's all according to the LDWF. Meanwhile, on July 20th, with the agents, the Louisiana Department, somebody turned him in, basically. He was, you know, using one of them butterfly nets to catch shrimp during the closed season, and when agents made contact with him, he gave them a false name and then escaped. Then they seized everything from the man, and he was not licensed to fish and all that. And it gets better. Agents also learned that this gentleman had two outstanding warrants in Terrebonne Parish for failure to pay his child support. So they contacted the LaForche Parish Sheriff's Office and the Terrebonne Sheriff's Office, and they made them aware of the gentleman's additional warrants. Then the Louisiana State Police made contact with him, who once again fled and escaped. But on July 27th, our man here contacted Louisiana State Police and patrol unit, and they picked him up. And poor gentleman taking commercial fish without commercial license, gear license, and vessel license, which brings fines from $250 to $500, 90 days in jail, and everything else. Well, I was adding it all up. This guy could face $4,000 in fines and 855 days in jail.
Dang.
I mean, and then fleet, I mean, dove off at the boat. It was with the game wardens, dove off the boat and swam to shore.
Man.
You know, you think the agents would have gone after him, but they said this, you know, he jumps in the marsh. They got all kind of alligators and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lucky he got out of the marsh.
Thank you. I mean, I laugh, but it's kind of sad, you know. It's when you see someone doing things like this, so just unbelievable. Meanwhile, you realize, and this can't be a person from Louisiana writing this article, because he called it Louisiana crayfish.
I've seen that, yeah.
You know, or invading Michigan.
All right.
When's the last time you heard somebody call crawfish crayfish? That's a northern term,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And they're south. Smaller, too, Tony.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, anyway, folks in Michigan are seeing something much prized here and unwanted, and Louisiana crawfish, according to a click on Detroit.com. Two landowners spotted live red swamp crawfish. Well, he says crayfish, so I know he's not from here.
Yeah.
The report states that the red swamp crayfish, I just don't use that word,
yeah.
Also known as Louisiana crawfish, are deep and red in color and with bright red raised spots covering the body claws. They have the black wedge-shaped stripe on the top of the abdomen between 2 and 5 inches in length, and these crawfish resemble miniature lobsters. They're native to the Mississippi River, drainage, and the Gulf. Well, this is the first live detections of these fish, crawfish up in Michigan. Interesting, huh?
Somebody had to bring them there, Tony.
That's what I'm thinking. A pile of dead red swamp crayfish were found in a park there, and the concern is that these invasive crawfish will compete with the native species for food and habitat and might disrupt the food chain and other creatures. So the residents are asking to notify the Michigan DNR if they spot the creatures. Ever taste a Michigan crawfish or crawdad? It looks like they live in some nice, pretty water, and that folks in Michigan might like them. And if they can't get rid of them, maybe they can learn to love them.
I was fixing to tell you. I can tell them what to do with them.
In Houston, there's this IKEA furniture factory.
Uh-huh.
They're out of, like, Sweden. But they have a little deli, and they serve crawfish on the weekends. But it's, like, about, like, maybe 6 crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
they tease you. In other words,
it's like, well, it's supposed to be like a delicacy, you know.
But anyways,
it's something that you don't really fill up on. It's just something. Hey, I ate crawfish. And,
it's like an appetizer,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Before you get to your steak and potato, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, meanwhile, the Louisiana 2017 inshore fall shrimp season was set by the commission, and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries voted at its regular monthly meeting yesterday to open the inshore fall shrimp season statewide, August the 18th. And looking on the calendar, Lee, August the 18th, how's our math? Next Friday?
Friday.
Two Fridays from today? if my math is right.
That's my oldest boy's birthday.
Get out of here. So you can go shrimping that day.
Yeah. No, we're going to the camp.
Oh, you're going to the excuse. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you still go shrimping in the camp. But you won't catch many of them in the camp, though. Yeah. You won't catch me.
That's right.
Anyway, so it's approved, and opening is 4 days later than the recommendation made by the department and biologist Jeff Marks. And Marks, the department had pushed for August 14th at 6 a.m. in Zones 1 and 3 and 6 p.m. in Zone 2, but data shows that it wouldn't take place. So August 18th, you guys, 6 a.m. for the inshore fishing in that regard.
Yep.
Let's see if I got something else here real quickly. Yeah, the tides this morning. Let's see, today, Friday the 4th of August. The sun rose in Weeks Bay at 6:30. It's going to set at 7:57. High and low tide chart. We'll see the high tide was at 6:49 this morning. Low tide's going to be at 11:41. 13 hours, 27 minutes of sun. Tomorrow, the 5th, my sister's birthday. The sun will rise in Weeks Bay at 6:30 a.m. and set at 7:57. High and low tide chart. First high tide, 7:12 in the morning. That's tomorrow morning. And the next high tide in the afternoon, 3:06. The only low tide of the day, 1:06. 13 hours, 27 minutes of sun. Meanwhile, Sunday, the 6th of August, my brother Richard's birthday. That's right, if y'all want to send Richard a happy birthday, Richard Landry, that is. The sun will rise in Weeks Bay at 6:31 a.m. and set at 7:56. High and low tide chart. See the first low tide at 12:13 in the morning. That's Sunday morning. Next low tide, 1:05 p.m. And the first high tide will be at 7:36 Sunday morning. Next, and then following high tide in the afternoon at 3:52. 13 hours, 25 minutes of sun. And Ricky, the water temperature in Weeks Bay, Vermilion Bay, will be approximately 85 degrees, 85, which is a little cooler than I thought it would be right now. To be honest with you. So, anyway.
Rain cooled it down, I guess, Tony.
That's right.
Yep.
Of course, as always, Rick, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people, man.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doors Heating and Cooling, Hike Menville and Grubbs, and Coca-Cola.
And our motto, as always.
Kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.
Hey, folks, have a safe weekend. Remember, they're back in school. Watch those kids in the school buses. Just
yes,
be
sir.
Safe.
Yep.
Have a nice weekend.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. People tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Taking it easy on the banks of the Bayou Teche. We got the Delcom Market tomorrow in Delcom, over there Bayou Carlin, and here tomorrow downtown by Bayou Teche, 7 o'clock, you've got the Farmers Market in New Iberia. right between Main and Bayou Teche, Fulton Street. 7:59, we'll take a look at the news, the weather. We're keeping an eye on the Caribbean, the tropics. Got some birthdays, and then we'll get back to our request music if you'd like to hear something. 367-1240, 367-1240, the Delco Market tomorrow.